Hi, Supriya.
Hi, Claire.
So we are right now in the auditorium.
Now we are practicing for the performance tonight, which is at 8 o'clock. And it's about Kalevala, the ancient epic poem of Finland. We are trying to incorporate it and integrate it into music, dance and theatre and storytelling. Lisa is the director who's brought the group here, and I am the storyteller. And we have three musicians, one on keyboards, one playing the sax and one doing vocals.
Can you explain us a bit the concept of this? It's a play?
Yes, it's a play. It's not really a play, it's more of a musical concert, but we've integrated poetry and storytelling so that you understand what that music is all about, because it comes from the poem and the lyrics are from the poem of Kalevala.
And what is Kalevala?
Kalevala is an epic poem, and it's one of the most richest documented texts in the world. It is first formulated in 1854, I think. And it's an old tradition and way of documenting a mythology, ancient mythology, in terms of poetry and text. And that is what Kalevala is in a nutshell. Okay, now we are doing a lot of collaborative work from the Cultural Institute of Finland with the Indian counterparts, which at the moment I'm the only one. But later we are planning to have workshops which will include a lot of other more revealians. And this will be a process of integrating Kalevala, like I told you what it was, with the Indian mythology of Mahabharata, from Savitri. It could be any of our epic poems, which we are also, full of rich mythological texts in our country. And we integrate Kalevala and the Indian mythology and come to a meeting point where we can find the common ground between the two ancient epic poetry, where we can say there is a similarity between your culture and my culture. After all, it talks about the beginning of the world. It's called the legend of birth. So it's the beginning of the world. So all of us are part of that beginning, wherever we are from.
And how you get involved in this?
I got involved because I've been doing a lot of theatre, and I met Lisa through a theatre group. She had come to participate in a workshop that I was also involved in, and I met her and we became quick friends, and we kept in touch for the past 3 years, and discussed how we would integrate music and theatre. And this is just the starting point, which we're starting with music. Later, theatre will be included, dance will be included, so we can include Finnish movements with Indian dance. Later on, when it culminates next year, 2010, we plan to have the first performance.
In Auroville?
Auroville, yes. Yes. For 4 days there will be a workshop on music, theatre and movement.
What is the schedule for this workshop?
The schedule is, I think, I'm not too clear, but it starts on the 10th and 11th in the mornings, 12th and 13th in the afternoons, from 3 to 6 in the afternoon, and 9 or 10 to 1 o'clock.
So it's the full day during?
No, only half days. 10th and 11th will be half days, and 12th and 13th will be half days in the afternoon.
And at the end of this workshop, what's going
to... At the end of the workshop, we have to see what comes out of the workshop, considering the kind of people who will get involved and who will want to participate and give of their knowledge, of their cultural background. Then we integrate everything. Like, for example, you're from France, aren't you? So you can give something which is very cultural, very native of France to the workshop. I am Indian, so I would give part of mine, and then we put it together and see what comes out of it.
Okay. Can you just present a little bit yourself?
Myself, that's a difficult one. Well, I'm Supriya, and I have lived in Auroville for the past 6-7 years, but I've been to Auroville from the past 15 years. And I do a lot of environmental projects. I work for the Village Action, where I teach village children from the age group of 18 to 25. I teach them life skills, and how to apply what they learn. And they learn software, hardware, and electronics. So I teach them how to apply it in the outside world. So, and yeah, I'm also involved in a lot of cultural activities. Theater is my passion, so I do a lot of acting. So I recently did some work with Nicholas from Berlin and from the New York Actors Theater. And I did presentations on media from the Greek classicals. And I also did a piece from Jean Genet, from The Maids, and from the French playwright Jean Genet. I did some of that as well. And a lot of music, of course.
You play music?
No, I sing. Yeah, I write my own lyrics and sing for the theatre only, not for anything else.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chloe.
What's your name?
I'm Christopher. This is theater. We are having a concert here at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium. I'm the producer for the This is Theater group. So.
And what does it mean to be a producer?
It means, it has a lot of to do with economics and the finances of the theater group and whatever we do back in Finland, or all sorts of organizing, and sometimes you are making coffee and sometimes you are on stage acting and sometimes you are doing the sounds or the lights or whatever. It can be anything, and it's really a lot of fun.
And so it's you who find this who had the idea to come in Euroville, or?
No, that's that was Lisa Isotalo's original idea. Lisa Isotalo is our artistic director for Isis Theater. So it was her original idea, and why we are here is because of this Legend of Birth project, which we are doing. It's an international project. We are moving around, trying to do some tours, and still looking for more partners to work with. It's about these different birth myths from all over the world, like Krishna, for example, and these kinds of things. In Finland, we have this Kalevala and the story of Lemminkainen, which we are doing a little bit of a concert of here tonight.
And you already played somewhere else? Or?
Yes, back in Finland, but not in India, no.
But it will be your first, second birth. I mean, you have your legend, and it's the first time that you include another culture?
Yes, sort of. When we have Supriya with us now on stage, it's going to be a new experience for us. We do like more theater and dance, but this is just, we only have the musical group with us, or the musicians from Isis Theater, so we're doing a concert instead.
And Supriya told me that usually there is 12 persons on stage.
Yes, dancers, musicians, actors, and behind the scenes, of course, we have animators and scenographers, and yeah.
So it's reduced team here.
Yeah.
In Euroville. And what do you think of Euroville and the project of Euroville?
That's a big question. But I really enjoyed myself here, and I felt it was easy to come here, and I felt very welcome, and I've adapted really fast. I was here for only a few days, and it feels like I've been here a much longer time, and I feel comfortable here, but I don't want to make any more comments about the political or economic or any other things. I'm just enjoying myself.
And for how long you are here now?
Until the 19th, I hope. But we have the concert tonight on Wednesday. Tomorrow, Friday, Saturday and Sunday, we also have workshops at Savču here in Baraknivas. So, you're all welcome to join us.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.